Good morning. We have heard throughout the Gospels and the Epistles and most of the New Testament that following Jesus can get you in real trouble. We've heard this from Jesus himself. We've heard this from Paul on any number of occasions. And there are other places throughout the scripture that we can find this truth. And it is truth. Mary and Joseph found this out even before Jesus was born. Mary was in deep trouble having a child out of wedlock. But today, let's focus on Joseph. Joseph was a good man. Matthew tells us this, and Joseph's behavior bears it out. There were a lot of responses that were socially acceptable when Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant. But Joseph didn't throw a tantrum or publicly humiliate Mary, although that would have been socially acceptable. Instead, he made a choice to call off the wedding and move on. This was the kindest option open to him. But then an angel visited Joseph and told him to stay with Mary as her husband. The angel told him what to name the child, which is, in that day and age, essentially telling Joseph to accept both Mary and the child. So, this is what Joseph did. Remember that I just told you that there were a lot of socially acceptable responses Joseph could choose after discovering his fiance was unexpectedly expecting? Well, marrying her and accepting the child was not one of those socially acceptable responses. Part of the reason that this wasn't socially acceptable, and here I'm taking off the pastor hat and putting on the anthropologist hat, part of the reason for this is because legitimate children are an important part of property rights in the system of inheritance in the ancient Middle East. Legitimate children are one of the foundations of the entire economy in the ancient Middle East. We are used to individual rights and private property. But these concepts didn't exist when Jesus was born. There was a potential, certainly not a guarantee, but a potential that a single illegitimate child could foul up the inheritance of multiple extended families for generations. So that's just one of the problems Joseph faced when he obeyed God's angel. There were probably others. Now, we can see that it was socially risky when Joseph became Mary's husband and accepted Jesus as his own child. In a backwater town like Nazareth, it might have been very risky indeed, at least socially. So we have to ask ourselves, take a step back for just a moment and ask ourselves, why did God bring his only child into the world this way? It didn't have to be this way, right? Well, maybe it did. We don't understand, really. But God's wisdom is way better than ours. And that's tough to grapple with sometimes. But Mary and Joseph knew this about God's wisdom. God's wisdom is way better than the world's wisdom. And by walking in faith, Mary and Joseph brought God's own light into the world this way. We also have faith in God and his wisdom. And when we walk in faith in the face of suffering and confusion, like Mary and Joseph did, we also shine God's light in the world's darkness. Jesus began saving the world even before he was born. And the consequences of choosing Jesus show up immediately in the lives of Joseph and Mary. Likewise, the consequences of choosing Jesus showed up for Jesus' followers during his life and after his resurrection and ascension. Choosing Jesus includes a lot of things. When we choose Jesus, we have a radical change of life. We have deep healing. We find love among the most diverse of peoples. We face suffering, and we have joy. Joyful life change. Joy is so important. Joyful healing. Joyful corporate love. And even joyful suffering. Joseph chose Jesus. We don't know what kind of trouble it got him into, but it probably got him into at least a bit of trouble. Later, after Jesus ascended back to the Father, Paul chose Jesus. Now, Paul chose Jesus joyfully every moment of every day. At least that's what we can tell from his letters. And Paul knew just how dangerous it was to do that. Paul knew full well how many enemies he had because he chose Jesus and how dangerous those enemies were. Because Paul used to be one. Later, followers in the early church, as it grew, were brutalized by persecutions. The Romans were real good at that. And other people were too. The early church faced persecutions, but they faced them joyfully because they chose Jesus. Saints and the faithful throughout 2,000 years, they all struggled with the world in a million different ways. But they too found joy in Jesus. Jesus began saving the world even before he was born, but he's not finished saving it yet. Jesus came into the world in a context of conflict with social tradition, conflict with cultural authorities, and he left the world in the same way. When we choose Jesus, we are asked to do the same. We're asked to be our faulty and yet faithful selves in the face of social rejection and cultural apathy. We're called to live choosing Jesus every hour of every day with joy in the face of the slings and arrows of our outrageous fortunes. This is one way we shine holy light in the darkness of the world. And holy light shines because we choose Jesus, not just because we're so very awesome. Joseph chose Jesus amid some difficulties, but also as a loving father. Look at this beautiful picture we have up here. Doesn't that make you smile? Because Joseph chose Jesus, because he was a loving father, the child Jesus grew into manhood. Later on, the disciples chose Jesus, and they suffered terrible grief. Yes, but their joy spills through every word of the Gospels. And because of this, the faithful grew. Later, Paul chose Jesus. Now, Paul was put through the ringer 6 ways from Sunday, but he was so full of joy. And because of his joy expressed in his letters, the church grew. And over the last couple thousand years, millions of faithful Christians, saints and martyrs, and just ordinary folks chose Jesus. Their lives were not full of puppies and kitties, but because of their joy within their faith, the church grew to fill the entire world. And because of all of these generations of faithful, most of our ancestors, someone in our past, chose Jesus. And because they chose Jesus, at least partly, we are here today. We have chosen Jesus. And we know that sometimes following Jesus and loving each other, we know that it's broken our hearts just a little bit from time to time. It's not easy sometimes. But I think we're in good company. I think we can expect that choosing Jesus every hour of every day in an age of space travel, in gene therapy and quantum computing and a constant barrage of pop psychology in the media. Yes, I think choosing Jesus in the face of the modern world might make our lives socially unacceptable and a bit complicated. It's not socially acceptable, and we face the same consequences sometimes for choosing Jesus in this day and age that the people in our past did. But we choose him joyfully. Let's not forget joy. In a few short days, we will ring out our joy. God has come to live among us. Emmanuel is born. God is with us. The Holy One of Israel, the one we chose, the one we continually choose, the one we choose with joy. Advent can be a difficult time of year. Our joy and faith can shine light in the darkness of the world, but it's up to us to make sure that light is not dimmed. And there are a thousand things that can dim our light during Advent. We can get frustrated with the commercialization of our holy season. We can mourn and grieve that we live in a world now where our holy season isn't the same as other people's. We can even find ourselves becoming annoyed that other Christians insist on calling it Christmas when it's really Advent. It's important not to let the discomfort of rapid social change bleed into feelings of ongoing resentment and grief. It's important not to dim the light of Christ within us, just as he's coming into the world. It's important not to lose our joy. Let's hold on to joy just as tightly as we hold on to the coming of Jesus Christ in a couple of short days. God has come to live among us. Jesus began saving the world even before he was born, and he's not finished saving it yet. And this is joyful news. Hold on to joy. Hold on to joy until the entire world is filled with Christ's light shining through us. Hold on. Just a few more days. God is entering the world, and the world's darkness can never dim his light. And on that day we will shine our joy in a world that is dark as we sing, all of us, at the top of our lungs, joy to the world! The Lord is come. Amen.